This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now here in parts of New England, unseasonably warm weather. And 63 degrees yesterday. It's going to be about 66 degrees today, at least where I am. I mean, it's crazy. It's 62 degrees currently right now. I think last week it was in the teens or single digits when I started the show. I think it was the teens. But wow, what a difference a week makes. You know, that New England saying is, just wait a couple hours, it'll change. The weather will change here in New England. But, man, makes me a little bit nervous remembering back over the last, 5-10 years. We had something like this, this weather in 2015. That was the year that it basically was fine all the way until February. And then February and March we had about 100 inches of snow. Yeah, nothing big. Yeah, not that much, right? So I'm hoping it doesn't go that way. I don't think it'll go that way, but don't let this make you think winter is over and spring is here. Although it's great to get out there today and do some things if you have a chance. Get some of that stuff that we couldn't finish right at the end because of the early snowfall, the early weather changes. I know I've said this past couple weeks, leaves are still on the ground in my yard and parts of the area. Still probably won't have time to get out there today. But, it's given us that chance to finish up. Get going like we didn't get to earlier in the season and just get ready for spring. Do a little bit here to get ready for the garden, get ready for the, the lawn, get ready for the shrubs that are around, that type of thing versus, sitting back and, on cruise control. We don't have any, unfortunately, we don't have any Patriots games to watch today or yesterday, so you don't have to worry about that, but if you're a football fan, obviously you'll be watching some football. But there's not that many important games on, so you have some time. You don't have to, sit inside. I think that's like the first time in, 20 years we've been sitting inside, it feels like, when the Patriots are not playing. You can get out there, get ready, start thinking about, do you have some time? Can you do, You know, can you get some compost going? Can you get, can you check on the plants? You know, one of the things we worry about with our plants is, our evergreens, the overwintering of them. This would be the perfect time to be reapplying a wilt stop or wilt proof. You know, they say to reapply it every 2 to 3 months. You know, so if you were putting this down in October, we're a perfect time right now. Even if you put it down in parts of November, you know, get out there, spray some more of those evergreens to get them through. You know, one of the, depending upon who you talk to, what you read, I've always seen it as about 2 months span, just to be safe. We usually always have that warm up in January, and here it is. So, you know, 2 more months. So we're January 12th, February 12th, March 12th. We're really usually starting to get out of the weeds and getting into the clear a little bit when it comes to the weather. So using that wilt proof or wilt stop at this time, getting out there today and doing that is going to help that with the plants, because our plants are warming up. They're thinking, oh, it's spring. You know, what's going on? We've had some warm weather here and there, and, you know, these temperatures are just going up and up. The ground's still thawed, so you can actually still put a shovel in. So plants just don't know what's going on. They don't have a calendar like us. They understand a bit how the light is. They can tell the difference in the seasons, obviously, with the cold. But when they start to feel the warm, they don't know if it's January 12th or March 12th or, you know, April 12th. So we need to do a little bit to help them through. So getting out there today and spraying again will really, really benefit you in the long run when it comes to your plants, making sure that they're taken care of, because we still got a lot of winter to go. We still have a lot of winter to go, and I don't want to be thinking spring's here, because that's the worst when you're thinking spring's here and then winter hits again. So, you know, just get out there today, protect your plants again by spraying that wilt proof or wilt stop. Getting them, you know, taken care of will really help. Now, the other thing we could be doing, you know, I've had a number of calls in the past couple of weeks. What can I do with my bulbs with overwintering? Ground's not frozen. You can put them in the ground. As long as you can get them in the ground, you can get them planted. So it really is something. It usually doesn't happen this way. Usually doesn't happen where we have a bunch of, you know, snowstorms. Not a lot of snow, but a bunch of snowstorms in end of October, November, parts of December, and then this warm-up. But, like I said, the ground is not frozen, so if you have bulbs left, you can be putting those in the ground right now, getting them covered, and getting them ready for next year. It's going to allow them to have that overwintering factor. It's going to allow them to rest, if you will, and be able to bloom for you in the spring. So something really to think about. As I said, I know a number of you have called and wondered what else you could do with them, where you could put them. Even those who I've told, you know, put them in planters, put them in pots, put them here, there, you know, maybe if you had some that you were like, oh, I wish I had done this spot, get them out there, you know, perfect for it. Because, you know, the temperatures are so nice for it. I know I can put a shovel in my yard. That doesn't necessarily mean in parts of northern New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, you know, they're able to do it. Because I know, last week or a week and a half ago, there was a foot and a half of snow on the ground in parts of Maine. You know, obviously they're not getting the high 60s that we were, but they're getting some warmer weather, melting out some of that snow. So it's not a bad thing. It's nice to feel, but don't let up just yet. Don't say, all right, spring is here, because I'm afraid winter is still going to be part of our season this year, because this is how it happened in 2015. 2015 was the year, I remember it specifically, I cleaned my yard of leaves on January 23rd. I'll always remember that day. There's nothing special about it. It was just, I remember being able to use my backpack blower and cleaning the entire yard in January. So, you know, I'm hoping it's not the same thing, but we'll see. Time will tell. Now, if anybody has any questions, wants to give us a call today, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock answering your gardening questions, talking about gardening, and giving you some tips and ideas of what you could be doing, types of plants you could be bringing indoors, ones you could bring outside, something you can plant in the garden, some things to think about. You know, always getting ready to be prepared for that next season. So definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to get you up to date and started with everything, and be able to at least be on the right path to be successful this gardening season. Our phone number again, 855-660-4261. It's 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, during the break, I was just looking at a couple things, and you know, we rarely talk about it. We kind of just say, all right, this is what the temperatures are where I am. And I kind of wanted to go over a little bit of the plant hardiness zone map in the area and what it means temperature-wise. Now, where I am in Lowell, Mass., we're actually a 6A. Now, it used to be just straight 6. Didn't have A or B. But at this point, we're 6A, which means our temperatures can get to minus 10. So basically, minus 5 to minus 10 temperature-wise. Parts closer to Boston are going to be your 6B, where it's going to get 0 to negative 5. That's how low it says we usually can get. It doesn't usually go lower than that. And as you move towards the Cape, we're looking more of a 0 to 5. But as we go the opposite way, go into New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, you're getting into the 5s. You know, where negative 10 to negative 15 degrees and negative 15 to 20, all the way up in some of the areas, will actually get up to negative 30. So it's important to know when it comes to plant hardiness. Why? A lot of plants, when you purchase them, will say zone hardy to 8 or zone hardy to 5. It kind of tells you, is it an annual, is it a perennial, is it going to be able to come back, that type of thing. You'll be able to say, all right, it's going to survive a winter in my yard. So it's important because some of the, you know, annuals and perennials, even some shrubs, are zone hardy. They're right on the edge. What zone are they going to do the best in? So, something that can grow here in Lowell, Mass. Might not be able to grow in Maine or New Hampshire. And not even that far over the border in New Hampshire. Maybe all the way up in just, Nashua. that area. You could have some different plants that can grow there. So it's something to think about when you're planting. You know, just because you like something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come back. Just check into that, see where you're at. One of the things that brought this up in my head is I was looking, as I do weekly, just for some topics to talk about in between calls. And, this one was about ornamental grasses for your landscape. And it's has about a dozen or so different plants in it. And I was looking and it was just, some of them I was saying, oh, so 9 to 10, why is that such a great idea? Well, and then I looked at it, saw what it was, and it made a little bit more sense. But, you look at, your shrubs and trees, a lot of them when you go to your garden center are going to be for your particular zone and be fine. Whereas, it's more into the annuals that you're going to kind of wonder, all right, can this come back? What can I do here? Or some of the perennials that are kind of borderline. One of the ones that I consider almost borderline in some areas when it comes to a ornamental grass is a blue fescue grass. According to the chart that I, was looking at, it says zones 4 to 8. I feel like that's not completely right, because I've noticed that sometimes blue fescue just doesn't come back in our zone. And where, a little bit warmer, you would think that with being in a zone 4 where it can get some negative temperatures, that it would be fine. So it's interesting just to look at these. On the other side of the break, we can go over a little bit some of these grasses. Grasses become oh so popular in the landscape. They will give you some fall color, even some winter interest. So want to bring that up a little bit to think about early in the spring, adding these to the garden. We'll talk about, there's 12. Not all of them are great for our zone, but we can go over a few of them. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break again. Be back after the commercials.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic, for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 11 people are dead after severe thunderstorms struck the southern part of the United States on Saturday. Thunderstorms and tornadoes knocked out power to more than 267,000 customers from Arkansas to Ohio. Tornadoes will be a threat this weekend in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. This Alabama resident describes a storm in his neighborhood.
Man, just a tornado just came through, just wipe everything out.
Meanwhile, ice is going to be a problem for many from eastern Michigan to northern New York. Meanwhile, in Iran, Iranian protesters are demanding Iran's supreme leader step down after the regime shot down a Ukrainian plane and killed 176 people. President Trump is keeping an eye on the protests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, I was talking about some ornamental grasses for your landscape that you should be looking into this spring. Now, a bunch of them have different colors and textures to them. So, as I like to say, you know, the adding these colors is the... That foliage is like a flower all season. You know, there's no, and there's a few plants, but there's no real shrub or tree out there that is blooming all year. So adding some of these grasses with the textures and the colors and the different plumes is great to add in the landscape for that color. So... You know, I started to talk already a little bit about blue fescue, but the blue fescue, for those of you who don't know, give a little bit of information about it. It's a clumping form of grass. Stays small, almost in, you know, just little, I want to say 8-10 inches wide clumps of it. Nice blue texture to it. You know, obviously you hear fescue and you kind of think, oh, it's you know, it's a grass that you can put down as the lawn. Yeah, I don't know if I'd put it down as for the lawn, but it's a thought. But it is in the same families, so it's a low grower, likes to be on those borders, edges, that type of thing. This one loves full sun. Dry to medium moisture for the soil needs. So that one can be on the outside for it. One of my favorite grasses is the Japanese forest grass. I think I just like to say the name of it. The Hacanochloa is the genus. Has a couple of varieties. The old All Golds and Aureola. Some great varieties with green and gold leaves. That gold color, I don't know what it is about the gold color, but for me, I just love it. Love having it in the landscape to add to everything else. Great for borders, you know, especially with some of the darker colored plants, you know, your blues, dark green, you know, purple flowers, those types of things. This is zone 5 to 9, but this will actually take some part shade. So something else to think about. Couple others we'll go over in a couple minutes here. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Kerry is in Douglasville, Pennsylvania.
Kerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Have some warm weather here in Pennsylvania. Now, yep. Are my bulbs going to think that it's getting springtime and start popping up? Because the deer have been in the ivy, and sometimes in the ivy there's bulbs underneath the soil. Yep.
Well, so they will, they're starting to think that, but I don't think we've had warm enough temperatures consistently, even though it's, you know, it's been a couple days. But I do believe that cold temperatures are on their way this way, headed east from western part of the country. I mean, I'm looking at the weather towards the end of this coming week. It's going to be back in the 20s and 30s.
I did notice that this morning. So are they going to be like, I'm ready to start blooming and then go back into shock again?
So they might.
Okay.
If you start to see any of those start to pop a little bit, which okay. I want to say it's going to take more than this. It would have to be a consistent basis for a couple weeks.
Yeah, warm weather.
But there is a possibility. Don't get me wrong. But if you start to see some of those pop up, if you have any mulch or leaves or salt marsh hay or anything that you could put over them.
We have pine needles.
Pine needles, perfect. Something else to get over them. Because at the end of the week, like we said, end of this coming week, it's going to get cold again. And if they start to pop, all it's going to do is shock them. They're not going to bloom right for you. Nothing's going to happen the way you want them to. So I would think it's going to take a little bit more than this, but we have had some unseasonably warm weather. It's been up and down temperatures. So if something were to pop, add some extra cover to them and make sure they're protected that way. But I think we're going to be fine.
And I just wanted to ask another.
Sure.
We have problems with grubs in the one section of the. Should I put that when it's wet on the soil?
Put down like a grub control?
Yeah.
So it would depend on which one you use. So for early spring, you're going to want to use Dilox.
Okay.
That's your best product for grubs in the spring because it's a faster acting when some of the grubs are active because you might look at it and say, all right, I have grubs in the lawn. I want to put the season long killer. Well, you'd miss out for a couple, months of this. That's why you would want to put that Dilox down first because you have a few that are active early.
Okay, now where can you purchase that? At the better?
So you could purchase any of the, this product, usually at a local garden center. So Dilox is from the company called BioAdvanced. It used to be Bayer, the Bayer Crop Science.
Okay.
But you could get that at any local garden center. Sometimes in some of the big box stores, they'll have it early in the spring. But the bigger thing is if you do have grubs, it's not going to just be taking care of them in the spring. It's going to be that season-long control. That season-long control is the one you want to take a look at. And you're going to be putting that down at the beginning of June for all of July and August for that summer season-long killer. You still have a good amount of time before you would put it down. I would honestly put it down probably once the ground starts to be active a bit, you'll start to see some activity of your like skunks in the area.
They like to dig for them.
Yeah, so once you start to see those in the area, that's when you would put it down early. You know, it's a good product for it. It puts everything down in 24 hours. It's not sitting there, you know, for long term. You put that early. Later on in the season is when you would want to put down the season long control. So like I said, probably April that you could really put it down. Once you start to see the grass starting to grow a little bit, if you know you've had it, this would be the one to use. It's got a distinct smell to it, so you'd definitely be able to know you have the right product. It's a bio-advanced product. You'll be able to find it really at any garden center. You can even find it at some of the box stores. Thing about it, buying from a box store, their packages are a different size, even though they look identical. They might have like one or two less pounds on it. So just take a look at that for application rates.
More isn't always better.
Especially with this.
Yeah.
You don't want to. So it knows. It knows what insects. It's been formulated to look at it and say, you know, these are the insects I want it to take care of.
That's the only thing with some other products. They kill the good bugs, and they kill the bad bugs, but they also kill, like, ladybugs are good for the environment.
Exactly.
There's other bugs that are good.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why looking at it and saying more is not better, because it can be doing that.
Tell me a quick way to get rid of white flies for your plants besides always having to bathe them. Because it seems like sometimes I'll buy a nice plant at a grocery store or wherever, and they have white flies.
So there's a couple things that are nice and easy to use. Any if you're like, there's a lot of organic sprays like oils, like an all-season oil would be good for it to spray. But you could also, and I'm double-checking myself here, but you could always use the systemic houseplant granular form that will go into the soil and will actually help that way long-term. It's a lot of it will also do, like, the fungus gnats, some aphids, some things along those lines.
Yeah, aphids are really bad. I know. I'm a gardener at trade, and I had a poinsettia one time, and it was so bad with aphids that I tried to beat it, and then I just surrendered and got rid of the plant.
Yeah. Well, so this systemic houseplant insect control will work for the white flies.
Okay.
On there. So it's a granular form that you mix into the soil, and then you water it in to any of the houseplants. You know, it'll tell you on the bottle how much you need to use per size of the pot. So definitely look at that. And this is one of those, again, don't overuse it.
A lot of people think more is better, and it's not.
No, it definitely isn't. So one of the things with this product is this will kill the future insects that are coming through that haven't hatched or not there. This will systemically go to the plant. So this is a longer-term fix. You still need to take care of what's there
right
presently. So that's why you would combine this with like an all-seasons oil to spray the plant for anything that's living now. And
now,
then
that's funny because they never used the oils.
Well, so for a lot of them, the oils will suffocate some of the flying insects that are on there. You won't have to worry about it as much. You could even use like an insecticidal soap.
See, a lot of times I would just get biodegradable soap and wash them all.
One of the things with the insecticidal soap, it doesn't last very long. You know, maybe a week to 10 days.
Yeah.
You know, but depending upon what you're spraying, if it's a, you know, an herb or a vegetable that you have indoors, you know, a lot of it can be, the insecticidal soap can be sprayed almost to the day before of harvest.
It seems funny because like lemon balm and sage and all that, don't they get also?
I'm sorry, what was the insect?
Don't they get like bugs that bug them?
They will.
Okay.
They will get some bulbs, some bugs on them. And that's why going organic is the way when it comes to some of those plants. And again, as you said, more is not better. We want to follow the instructions to a T to be more successful.
And have a nice day.
You too, Carrie. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your gardening questions and answers. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, part of that last segment, we were talking a little bit about the ornamental grasses. We talked a little bit about a blue fescue, talked about the Japanese forest grass. There's a few more I'd like to touch on to get out there to for you to think about for the garden this year is the zebra grass. It's a very cool looking grass. It's not known for, you know, its plumes. It's more known for the foliage that it has. It's a green stalk with yellow striping, kind of like a zebra, if you will, just not the right colors, obviously. Nice clumping form. It will die back in the winter, but comes back each spring. This one can actually get up to 5 feet tall and even 5 feet wide. So it makes a statement. It's not a border type plant. It's more of a statement in the flower bed type statement look to it for planting. Now this one will take full sun, zones 5 to 9. So that'll be one. This article that I'm reading from here actually has bamboo as a ornamental grass, a great ornamental grass for your landscape. I'm going to skip that one, even though there's some clumping forms of the of bamboo. I'm not a big fan of putting bamboo in because it just goes crazy and goes everywhere. One that is a more of like a fall grass for us is the Penicetum rubrum, or the purple fountain grass. That has that purple, that dark purple leaf with a white to purple plume on it. The plume is the flower on the top. Those are zones 9 to 10. We consider those in our area, at least here, and most of New England, to be considered an annual. You see them a lot of times in the fall for that fall color look to it. Another one that would be good in the area would be the Japanese bloodgrass. Cool-looking leaves. It's colorful red, yellows, and greens all mixed together in the same plant. So it's something to really look at. Clumping form can get some space to it. Zones 5 to 9. This one's a full sun to part shade. So this is a cool one. Again, a lot of these have color foliage that you can be looking at during the full season. So something really to say, all right, you know, I can add this in here knowing that I'm not going to have as many flowers in the area or something along those lines. Next on our list here is the blue oak grass. That one can get about 3 to 6 feet tall, 1 to 3 feet wide. Can go on a little bit of anything. Can go in the bed or on the borders. It's one that's doesn't completely stay upright. It almost kind of bends over, but it's got that nice blue color to it. Being an oak grass, it will have the plume on the top there, but this will take the full sun. One that I think is stunning when it comes to the flower on there, the plume for it. First, you might look at it and say, you know, during the season when it's not blooming, oh, this is just a regular grass. But this one's called the pink mooly grass. Has a ton of different names that it could be that you might know as well. It's a sweet grass or a mist grass. But a lot of people know it by the pink mooly grass. Just by its flower. The flower is stunning. So in the fall and late, it'll have the plumes that'll be pink and feather-like. And it just takes over the entire grass. It's awesome. Does well in full sun to part shade in zones 5 to 9, so we can get that here in New England. It's a really cool one. It's getting up on the list as one of my favorite grasses just based on the look of it. Because again, you plant it, you see a lot of green during the season, and you're like, all right, when's it going to do anything? And when it does, bam, it's right there in your face. It's awesome. So something to really think about. And these are a lot of the grasses that we talked about. That, again, that color will really do well for you in the gardens. But think about adding grasses to the garden, adding something different, some different textures versus just your annuals and perennials that you do normally each year. All right, so we're wrapping up this hour. We'll be back in a couple. Give us a call as we take a break. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.